Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Thank you to all of you that completed this short survey. I can tell you care a lot about the show and allowing me to create content that you want. If you haven't already, head to marketadventures.co/giveaway to take the survey. Each participant gets entered into a drawing to win a $50 Amazon gift card and a year paid subscription to my stock market newsletter. The newsletter actually gets released next week too, so go ahead and get that done. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at the news that NVIDIA is doing a 4-to-1 stock split. What does that mean? Stay tuned to find out. I want to tell you guys about a new podcast I've been listening to called The Morning Investor Podcast. You can stay on top of business and financial news every day by tuning in. The Morning Investor Podcast gives you a quick 5-minute briefing for you to know what's going on in the markets today. There are new episodes Monday through Friday, releasing at 7:30 Eastern. Get an edge in the markets and tune in to The Morning Investor Podcast every morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern for your 5-minute business brief. NVIDIA, if you didn't know, is a tech company that makes hardware and software for computing. They're best known for their products in gaming and more recently in cryptocurrency farming. When I say recently, within the last 10 years or so. Now, the stock split that they announced, right, their board of directors declared a 4-to-1 stock split of their common stock in the form of a stock dividend. Essentially, they're just going to be giving everyone who already owns a stock, they're going to be giving them four additional stocks, right? Because they're going to increase supply up to like 4 billion. The change will be reflected in the chart in July, like mid to late July. Now, they claim it's to make the stock ownership more accessible to investors and employees. Typically, that is actually the intention of stock splits for companies. There's no increase in value per share, and the company isn't experiencing any kind of fundamental change. So the company is not more valuable now because they're doing the stock split. Nothing changes. But what does that mean for traders and investors? For traders, the price of a company's shares after a split and even before a split typically does go up, as we saw with Tesla and Apple last year. Now, that's because there's an increased demand when the prices are reduced. Going from $600 to $150 for NVIDIA may result in small investors deciding to own the stock, which again, increases the demand. That's it. The stock split in a nutshell, right? There's no increase in value, just an increase in demand that does increase the stock price over time, but that's not a guarantee. It just happens most of the time. If you caught the news early, now this is where it really matters for traders. If you caught the news early, you could have made some money on call options or if you decided to swing the stock. But by now, the premiums on the contracts are probably really, really elevated. So at this point, if the stock is even low enough to make a swing worth it, then a swing trade may be able to benefit from some of that change in stock price. But if you're in the know next time, right, you hear about a stock split early and they rumored about Amazon a couple times and they rumored about it again. It's over, you know, $3,000 now, so it'd be nice if they split it up. I'd like some Amazon myself. But if you catch a stock split early, which means before the news really released it, maybe you go back to yesterday's episode and find out the best ways to find the news. Maybe somebody tweets about it. You find out really early before the stock price is reflected and you get some call options or some short, some stocks to do a short swing trade on it. And that may be the best way for you to take advantage of this kind of news. that's it for today's episode. Really short. Now, get out of here. Go enjoy your day. People don't take enough advantage of Tuesdays. It's actually a really, really cool day. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.